It's been 6 years since Bruce Springsteen made his first appearance at Jazz Fest. New Orleans was still reeling from Hurricane Katrina, which devastated much of the city 8 months earlier. His latest excursion marks the festival debut of Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, who acknowledged New Orleans on the lead single from their new album, Wrecking Ball. Springsteen's world tour features a five-piece horn section and saxophonist Jake Clemons, nephew of the late E Street Band member Clarence Clemons. Festival director Quint Davis said, "We're thrilled that Bruce Springsteen still has New Orleans in his heart and that he's coming back to play Jazz Fest with the E Street Band." The top attractions on this year's roster lean more toward classic rock, with appearances by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, the Eagles, Bonnie Raitt, Jimmy Buffett, and the 50th anniversary reunion of the Beach Boys. Herbie Hancock and Al Green will be there, as well as hometown favorites Alan Toussaint, Irma Thomas, Pete Fountain, Trombone Shorty, the Neville Brothers, and Dr. John. Many of the performers hail from Louisiana, so there will be plenty of local Cajun, country, Zydeco, gospel, folk, and blues, as well as a wide selection of jazz featuring David Sanborn, Terrence Blanchard, Ellis Marsalis, Terry Lynn Carrington, the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, Dr. Michael White, Pancho Sanchez and his Latin band, and tributes to Bessie Smith, Ma Rainey, and Louis Armstrong. The 43rd annual New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival will run from April 27th to April 29th, and again from May 3rd to May 6th. I'm Doug Levine.